Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. H. This is our weekly inspirational call. We're so glad you can be on the call. Like I said earlier, before the call, our calls aren't just for people building businesses. If you've got a loved one or a friend that's going through some challenging times, these calls are worth sharing and getting on. And we also have these lined up to where you can actually share these calls even afterwards. So once again, there's nothing like being in the leadership team and being at the front leading, right? Well, I want to play something for you. This is something that maybe you might recognize, and this is from an old movie that I used to watch as a child, and this whole entire time tonight is going to be based on this one call. Listen carefully. You might remember Johnny Weissmuller. He was the old Tarzan. I remember that movie. I remember many times that I watched Tarzan and Jane and the monkey, you know. But as I talk about this, the reason why I love this is that this old movie, this black and white movie, it captured my imagination. You know, we couldn't wait to get home from school and to grab a drink and a snack and turn on the old TV. Wow, weren't those the great days of our life? We were inspired to see a man to go against all the odds to survive, and yet even gets the monkey and a girl at the end. Now, life just doesn't get any better than that. But, you know, it builds, and then we see that where he's able to build a great life together, and he yells at the top of his voice as he beats on his chest, and all the wild beasts of the kingdom respected him, and the lions would roar, and they recognized he was the king of the jungle. You know, as a child, that envisioned me to, I too want to be the king of a jungle. I wanted to be able to go against the odds. I wanted to be able to do what somebody else never did, right? And there's so many valuable lessons in these old movies, and so we're going to learn a little bit from what Tarzan and Jane and the monkey taught us, right? So number one, I want you to notice that when the movie would start out, he would be running through the jungle, and he would climb up into a tree, and there he had to, you know, he felt safe. He's safe from all the dangers that were down below of where he was at. But he would never make it to where he needed to go until he made a decision to locate a single vine, to see that through that vine, the way for him to move forward very quickly in his life. He didn't have to settle for, I guess I will just have to live my life up here in this tree. No, he had to see that there was a better way and a way that would lead him to a better place and get there even quicker than he could have imagined, and even avoiding the dangers from down below. He had to find a way or a system that would allow him to get faster and safer and quicker, and he did that. He looked around and found a vine. He would take that vine. Remember how he jerked on that vine to make sure it was good and solid and supporting? You know, then he had to be willing to leave that comfort zone. He was up in a tree, right? And once he grabbed a hold of that vine, that was a skill set there. He had to learn how to use both hands and his feet and legs, and he had to wrap himself on it. But he had to be willing to leave his comfort zone, grab a hold of that vine, and literally just step out with everything he's got. He had to be willing to give it all, to give into it, right? And that once he stepped out and he was all in, I mean, once he let go of that tree, listen, it was all or nothing. He had to be all in. And once he stepped out, he knew he was committed at that point. And as he was taking his journey, as he flew through the jungle, as he realized that the vine that he's on will only take him so far. Did you get that? The vine that he's on will only take him so far. He has to be willing to go to the next level in his journey. He has gone through phase one, and that was making a decision. Number two, stepping out of his comfort zone. Number three, grabbing a hold of a tool or a system. And then number four, trusting that he has to move, that it would move him in the direction that would move him forward and move him forward with momentum. Now, let me explain that to you again. As we watch Tarzan, as he looks around and realizes he's not where he wants to be, he wants to be somewhere else in his life. And maybe that's where you are. You want to be somewhere else in your life. You're tired of just hanging on to what you've got. You know there's got to be something better out there. There's something bigger out there. There's something out there that's got to be just for you, right? But like Tarzan, he had to make the initial decision. Maybe that's where you're at in your life. You have yet to make that decision that you're willing to step out from your comfort zone. You've been holding on to something that will never get you where you need to be. But you have to be willing to grab a hold of something new. You have to be willing to maybe grab a hold. Maybe that's where you're at. Maybe you've made that decision. Yes, I'm willing to step out, but you just don't know what to do. So you have to grab a hold of something, and you have to trust in that something. That's why he jerked on that thing a couple of times. He had to give it a little test run, right? But then he realized that this could be the thing that could move him in the direction that he needed to go and move him with momentum. Now, if he had caught hold of a vine that's just hanging, he had to look it over. You had to make sure that if he grabbed hold of it, it at least would take him forward. Maybe that's where you're at. Maybe you've signed up somewhere and you decided to own your own business, but you haven't even looked to see if there's a plan in place. You don't even know if it's going to take you to where in the direction you need to go. But now then, once he's done that, once he's grabbed hold of the vine, once he's let go of the tree, once he's committed himself, he's hanging on with everything he's got, he's learned that that is a skill set. Just, you know, looking around, that's a skill set. Grabbing a hold of the vine, that's a skill set. We're going to learn how this all applies in our lives and in our businesses. So now since he has some skill sets, he's learned how to let go. He's learned how to envision moving from where he's at. He's learned how to hold on. And so that was phase one. And he applies those skills over and over again. Did you get that? As he swings through the forest, he realized with the momentum he's got that if he doesn't let go of that vine and grab the next vine, he'll never move forward. In fact, here's what will happen. If he fails to grab that next vine, then his momentum to go forward is going to slow down, and he's going to swing back, but not with enough momentum to even get him back to where he was at the beginning. And then as he swings again, he knows his momentum is not what it was when he first started off. So he's probably got this one last shot to reach out by faith and grab that next vine. But he's developed skill sets already. He knows how to grab a vine. He knows how to hang on, and he knows what it felt like to have that momentum. And so he reaches out and he grabs that next vine just at the very nick of time. And then all of a sudden, the momentum kicks in again, and he swings, and as he applies those skill sets over and over throughout the movie, we see him moving to where he needs to be going in his journey. So what's the point? What happens if he doesn't move to phase two? That was the next vine. If he refuses, what if he lets go of the vine at the critical point when the first vine could have only taken him so far? The skill sets that you've learned so far in the businesses you've been in have taken you only so far. It's like gravity. Gravity takes a hold, and he swings back to where he started, and now the vine no longer has the same momentum as it once had to reach the next vine, where he takes more effort at this point. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, when you get in and you start your business, or you get in and you start a new place in your life, if you don't go with the momentum and decide that you're all in and you're willing to move from vine to vine or from place to place, you know, or from one strategy to a new strategy, if you're not, then your momentum is going to die out. He only gets a second chance at grabbing that next vine. If he's going to keep going on the journey that he set up to do, if he holds back again and he does this two or three times, he'll never, ever have the chance at the momentum that he had at the beginning. Did you get that? It's so important that when you start a new career or you start a new journey in your life, that when you do, you go with the momentum. You don't slow down. But if he wasn't willing to take the chance to grab a hold and see where the next phase of his life is going, if he didn't do that, then here's what happened. That vine would slowly begin like a pendulum to slow down to where all he can do is just hang on until his muscles give out and there's only one thing, and it's down to the ground. And so people today do the same thing. They jump from company to company or whatever it is in their life, and they lose that momentum, and that becomes a habit. Did you get that? They're used to grabbing hold of something and letting go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's got to change. So I'm going to encourage you now to be determined that you're going to go out in your backyard, and if you have to, and you're going to do what old Johnny Wisemore did, and you're going to beat your chest, and you're going to let it go like... Right? with that determination. You're going to scream it out. This time I'm determined. I'm not going to do what I used to do. I'm going all the way, right? So even at this point, he can either make a decision just to hang on to the vine he's got, and maybe that vine's not going to get him to where he needs to go. Or he can say, you know, I'm not going to settle for this. And he reaches out like he did the first time, is willing to go to phase number two. Right? What if he just kept doing what he had learned to do? And he kept seizing the moment, taking a hold of each and every vine that would carry him to the next vine. Each vine was a phase that would carry him closer and closer to his dream and his destination. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that you're willing to take the Tarzan concept and move to the next phase in your life. Imagine what he must have felt when the last vine allowed him to see his home. He saw it. He saw his dream coming at him. It was coming at it at lightning speed as he flew through those trees. Then that moment when he safely landed on the front porch. Wow! How that must have felt. Likewise, in our businesses, what's it like to make our first $1,000? Wow! What was it like to make maybe our first $10. Wow. Each one of those phases moved you to the next phase. Says, I did it this one. I can do it with the next one. Maybe that first vine got you your first $100. That next vine got you your first $500. And the next one got you your first $1,000. And then eventually you wound up finding yourself on the stage telling your story, telling the people what it felt like, what you feel like, that you feel like $1,000,000 because you have finally succeeded in your life. See, success was not him getting to his porch. The success was that every time he grabbed the vine, he grew personally. Success is what we experience daily. And the evidence of that is what we collect along the way, right? Now he's learned the skills. He's exercised the skills that were not only necessary to get him to where he wanted to, which is home, but now he can use those skills with confidence to take him anywhere he needs to go or wanted to go. Later, he teaches those skills to Jane. Now they both can go anywhere they wanted, but now he gets to share his journey with someone else because he was confident in his skill set. He learned them, he practiced them, he was consistent with them, and then he shared them. Traveling with others is always more fun and exciting than traveling alone. It's even more rewarding. So how does all this help us in our business day? Number one, remember that day someone approached you and you saw their confidence and their passion about owning their own home-based business, having the money they needed in their life, the time that they wanted. Then you too had to make a decision just like them that would cause you to have to leave your comfort zone to learn several new skill sets that was absolutely necessary that you had to learn if you were ever going to build or have the success you wanted to do the things you never thought you would do, but you took the time to learn those skill sets. You had to be willing to grab that opportunity, that vine. You had to be willing to be all in, and you signed up. You got your product. You got your tools. Now it was time to put everything into action to be fully committed, and you knew there was no turning back at this point. You were all in. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe this time what you need to do is be all in, 100%. If you do not have that I'm all in attitude backed by I'm fully committed to getting to the end of the journey, no matter how long it takes me, then you'll never have the confidence to take the next vine. You'll never have the leadership skills that you need to have the journey for your success. And people want to follow people who have found a way to be successful. Your momentum will slow down. Your chances of getting the same momentum with people you know, like the vine, will slow down. You're always better off to go and never look back, never slow down, always reaching for that next event, and it's going to be challenging, right? The next phone call, the next three-way call, the next business card that you hand out. You have to hang on with everything you got, but even when the laws of gravity are against you, when the elements seem to be against you, you have to know how to look and to change your journey that you're on, right? You have to know it's easier to fuel the fire than trying to start the fire over again. So don't treat the business that you're in like you've done in the past. Learn from those things. Develop those skill sets, but this time be all in. It's the journey. You know, it wasn't just about him grabbing a vine. It was to see all the things he went through to get where he had to be. And once you're on fire, you must keep adding the things that fuel that fire. Do you hear what I just said? Once you're on fire, you must keep adding the things that will fuel that fire. Once your fire's gone out, it's hard to get the same fire going again. Why? When people see you slow down, and many see you even quit, you'll never have the same momentum or the same influence with the same people, the same power to move forward with them, because they saw you stop and they saw you slow down. Like I said before, everyone wants to follow a fire truck, but once they get there, if the fire is over, they leave. You've got to be that fire, right? So when you start your business or you start this new life, you have to own it and own every step of it, every step of the way. If others quit, you must determine that you're not going to let go, that you want to do this. I am doing this. No matter what, I'm willing to keep doing this over and over and over and over again until I get what I want. If it means you've got to beat on your chest and scream out to your neighbors, I'm doing this. If you have to tell the world, you know, and let the whole kingdom know that you are going to be the king of your life, right? Then you've got to be willing to announce it to the world. So the point is to consider, not everyone is willing to leave their comfort zone, nor are they willing to grab the vines that will move them in a better direction in their life. Many will not even hold on. Many will not be willing to grab that next event or that next vine in their journey. Many will drop their momentum of sharing and recruiting, and they'll start to slow down. And the point is, they'll just drop off. How many people just dropped off that you signed up, right? It's going to happen. But Tarzan was different than most people. And you've got to decide that you're going to be different, right? We become more confident with every time that we're willing to grab a hold of the next thing that comes in our life, that will move us closer to what we wanted in the beginning, that's going to let us see that, yes, I can have my dreams fulfilled. And I always hear, you start out with the end in mind and never lose the dreams, the desires, the commitment that you started out with. Don't slow down. Be willing to hang on no matter what. Like the old song, know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to run, right? Those are skill sets. Let me kind of close this out with this right here. The skill set of getting past your fear to talk and share with people. That's a skill set. That's like that first vine that you got a hold of. But you got to get past the fear that takes you out of your comfort zone and be willing to talk and share with people. Why? Number one, you know that what you have, they need. You know that even the business opportunity could change people's lives. But you got to get past the fears of talking and sharing with people. How do you do it? You go out, you grab the vine, you take a business card, you talk to people, you just go out and have just a personal conversation and just ask questions. And then what do? You ask them, hey, can we have a business conversation? And if they say, yeah, then you just ask questions. These are skill sets, but you've got to get past your fear of talking and sharing with people. You've got to get past the physical exhaustion of talking and sharing with people. That's a skill set, right? To keep on keeping on even when you don't feel like it. Having to learn how to hang on from vine to vine. Yes, it's exhausting. Yes, it's tiring. And yes, not everybody's going to do that. But if you're going to be the king of your jungle, you got to get past your fears to talk and share with people. That's a skill set. You got to getting past your physical exhaustion to talk and share with people. That's a skill set. And number three, getting past your temptation to slow down on talking and sharing with people. That's your skill set. Do you hear something that's being redundant here? It's about sharing and talking and talking and sharing with people. So getting past the fear with a skill set, getting past the physical exhaustion of week after week after week after month after year of doing this, that's a skill set. And getting past your temptation to slow down and to quit talking. Fine. You've got to do that. So what do you want to do? You understand that getting past the psychological reasoning, do you get that? Getting past your fears, getting past your physical exhaustion, getting past the temptation to slow down, and getting past your psychological reasons of why we need to talk and share with people every day. Not just every now and then. That's a skill set. Always willing. You got to get past the psychological reasoning to why you wouldn't and say, now I know why I have to, right? So getting past the fears to talk, getting past the physical exhaustion to talk, getting past the temptation to not talk, right? And getting past the psychological reasons of why we need to talk, right? And do it every day. And getting past our belief system that is wearing thin. Do you get that? Getting past our belief system that is wearing thin to do what? To talk and to share with people. Well, people say, well, you know, everybody I talk to, nobody wants to do it. That's not true. You haven't talked to everybody. You talked to a few people, and then you wore out. You got physically exhausted, and you were tempted to slow down and take time off. Psychologically, you've already quit. And your belief system that you once had is wearing thin. Wearing thin to what? To talk to people and share with people. That's a skill set. Skill set to overcome your fears, overcome the physical exhaustion, overcome the temptation to slow down, overcome the psychological reasoning, you know, that's beating yourself up, overcome the belief system that was wearing down. And then let me close out with this. Getting past the desire to reinvent the tools that we know work to get to build a business. What works? Here's what works. Talking with people, sharing with people. But people want to go back and reinvent the web. They always want to reinvent a new tool. And I don't care whether it's a webinar or a three-way call or if it's, you know, let's have a Coke and they get together or let's go out for a piece of pie, whatever it is. It still boils down to this. We've got to find a way to get in front of people, talk to people, share with people. You've got to keep it in that order. You just got to learn to have a conversation with people. And you got to quit, and you say, man, I'm just tired of talking to people. You can't, because your momentum will slow down. What builds businesses? Talking and sharing with people. But learning how to talk right and learning how to share right and when to share and when to talk, like I said earlier, like the old song, when you know how to, you got to learn how to, what, hold, you got to know how to hold them, you got to know when to fold them, and you got to know when to run. Ladies and gentlemen, those are skill sets. There are just some people that you want to hold on to that you need to let go of. There are some things, times in life you just need to fold it up and just be willing to grab a new vine and go forward. And then you got to know when to, here's the hard one, you got to know when to run. And what does it mean? You got to know when to let go of the rope. You got to know when to grab a hold of something new. And this time when you do it, because you have learned skill sets along the way, you are now more able to be successful in your life. You can be, you can now be bold, committed, dedicated, sold out, laser focused, and know what you want to be, know what you want, and that you're willing to do whatever you have to get it. You know you can do it now because you've done it before. This time you've got to want to do it, have a desire to do it, and want it so bad that you're willing to do what others won't so you can have, achieve, and become and experience what others never will. The only difference between you and the people that are making millions is they didn't give up and they were consistent and they hung in there day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and they stood at it. It may take you 2 years. It may take you 3 years. For most people, it's a 4 to 5 year plan. But just get a hold of it. Go with it. Give it all the gusto you got. And then at the end, I've got a feeling when we can shout our success to the top of the rooftops, we might even sound like old Johnny. I hope to hear of your success. I hope that you shout it out and tell people, listen, I told you, I found a system, I found a product, whatever it is, but you be consistent. Let people see you. Keep going. Don't give up, because not only is your momentum and your vision, but people always join people. They want to join people that are successful because they want to believe that if their success might be, you know, transferred to them. I'm telling you, everybody can find success, whether it's you growing personally or your paycheck growing or your life moving forward. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, it's always an honor and a blessing to be on these calls with you. I hope something was said that inspired you to grab the vine. Get off of that where you are. Be willing to go forward. Take the journey. Enjoy going. Just remember, when I was growing up, I used to watch this. So remember this. Everybody is sitting down watching your life. Right? Now it's going to come to a time where you're not going to want somebody else's. You're going to have the life that you've always wanted. Until then, I believe in you, and I know that you've developed skill sets that will get you to the next level. Until then, until the next call, this is Dr. H, and this call is now officially over.